Iran's civil aviation industry has been under unilateral sanctions by Western countries, especially the United States, for about 20 years. The West has in the past denied that the sanctions directly target Iranian passenger airliners. Based on the Geneva deal, the West has agreed to loosen sanctions to allow Iran to purchase spare parts, but not new passenger airliners. Arash Khanadbari has more.
Iranian civil aviation industry becoming around 30% bigger without being able to purchase any new planes.
In the past 20 years or so, and especially last year, serious sanctions were imposed against Iran's civil aviation industry. The Western country, especially the United States, refrained from selling us spare parts necessary for the safety of our passenger airliners. This is targeting civilians, and it is against every international conventions. Now, in the Geneva Agreement, they have agreed to only sell us spare parts necessary for the safety of our passenger planes. We still cannot buy any new planes.
Iranian officials say that unilateral sanctions imposed by the West against the country have enhanced Iran's capabilities in many areas.
We are not sending anymore any aircraft to outside for the overhaul. All the aircraft, narrow bodies, wide bodies, different type of the aircraft, we have capability to overhaul. This is on the aircraft side. On the engine and the components, avionic components, mechanical components, of course we have capability up to 70-75%.
Jahangiri states that direct flights from United States to Iran and vice versa can commence soon.
There was an agreement between Iran and the United States for direct flight between the two countries before the revolution. I'm not sure if there is another agreement needed. But even without an agreement, the flights between the two countries can be done through charter flights. A couple of American companies have already given us offers in this area, and we are analyzing them.
Iran and P5 Plus One sealed an interim deal in Geneva on November 24th to pave the way for the full resolution of the West's decade-old dispute with Iran over the country's nuclear energy program. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.